life, and it's really a joy to have your pastor's wife as our daughter-in-law. She is a wonderful mother to our grandsons, and we're just proud to have her as part of our family. She's anointed, and she's a godly example that anyone can follow. We're all dressed here nice, and we look good, and we're all fed, and we feel good, and the mood is light, it's enjoyable. We have smiles on our faces, food in our stomachs, so everything that has been done so far has just been enjoyable and been a pleasure. But somewhere here between the smile and the happy mood are some women who God wants to bring an awareness to and a healing. And this isn't a subject that I would have chosen to talk about on a Mother's Day banquet, but evidently God wants to go deep here today to help us to become better mothers, grandmothers, and daughters, and even wives, if we'll let him. It's our choice to hear what God wants to say to us, and it's also our choice to respond, to receive what he wants to do in this place today. God is not here to hurt us. God's here to help us. And you know what? I need God's help. The title of my message is Mothers in Need of God's Favor. As I prayed and asked God what he would have me to say, one word that kept coming to my mind was the word favor. I didn't know who would be here, but God did. I prayed and asked God to give me a message for each and every one of us. You know, God will speak to us, and one thing, we can gravitate to one person, and then something else will hit another person. But God can talk to each one of us today in his own way, because he knows what's inside each and every one of us. Whatever generation we represent, God has us in mind, and he wants to say something to all of us that will challenge us to move forward into whatever stage of life that we're in. I want to read from Psalms 30, verse number 1 down to verse number 8. A psalm and a song at the dedication of the house of David. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but for a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Lord, by thy favor hast thou made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made my supplication. There are times we can feel that we have security and we have a self-confidence, when in fact what we really need to have is the assurance that we have the favor of God. We can have favor with friends, we can have favor with family, but not yet have the favor of God. Being a mother and now a grandmother, I still need to find the favor of God in my relationship with God. And some questions that maybe we can ask ourselves: what matters most to him? Not what matters most to me, But what matters most to him? Should that desire change when we reach a certain age? Should it be replaced because we feel financially secure, we feel like we're set in life? How can I please him? Is this something that just stops because I've reached a certain level of understanding and knowledge that's brought me where I am today? When is the favor of God needed the most? We can be pulled into so many different directions. It's needed the most in our decision making. Decisions affect every other decision we make through a lifetime. There are so many facets of being a mother, and we can be pulled into so many different directions at one time. A mother is a multitasker by sheer demand. Have you ever planned on doing one thing and next thing something else comes? And so you're doing two and three different things. There are times I am packing suitcases and I have four suitcases going. This one is going here, this one is going here, this one's going here, this one's going here. And when that one's done, I take it and I put it here. And so I am just constantly a multitasker. And in the middle of all of that, I am doing other stuff. And so just by sheer demand, we're multitaskers. God understands that and God knows that. A mother is needed, and as a mother is needed, so a mother needs the favor of God to help her in her decisions that affect her children and her grandchildren. We never stop learning. It's an ongoing process. Even though we don't necessarily sit in a, quote, classroom setting, the challenges that everyday life brings also brings new learning experiences at every age of life. We're constantly learning. I thought I was good at math, or so I remembered I thought I was good at math, and maybe I was, maybe I wasn't. But I had the boys. Sister Ellis had asked me to watch the boys, and so she sent a DVD with them and some papers, and so I was supposed to help them through this math, and it was doing fractions. I totally forgot how to do fractions. I had to sit and watch the DVD and learn to do fractions all over again. Some of what they were teaching was new to me. The time sign is not always an X, like we were told, at least the older ones were told. It can now be just a period between two numbers to get the right answer. Of course, they said an X was still okay, even though you use the period. So if an X is okay, then why change it? They were now using a period to explain an X to get the same result. And I had to laugh and I had to vent, I guess, because and maybe this lesson is really therapy for me, because I had to relearn to do those fractions all over again. And you know, as I was learning them, I really felt good about, oh yeah, I can still learn this. You know, but I did get stuck in some areas and I could only get so far in this one thing that I just couldn't get myself past that. So I really did think I was good in fractions and I thought I was good in math, but come to find out, I did forget some things and I needed to be reminded, and I needed to take a hold of what was being taught to me and learn it and apply it to get the right results. My decisions were made so that I would be able to get the right results. The world is constantly changing. It changes its ways, it changes its systems, it changes its trends, and its perspective on things. God's word never changes. It's the constant that's available to us in a world that's always changing. Going back to Psalms 30 and 4 and 5, and I just want to pick up this part of the scripture. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but for a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. This lets me know that God is not always pleased with us. He can and he does get angry with some of the decisions that we make. While he desires our praise, he also seeks out those who will repent to find the favor of God. There is this decision-making process we have all been given, and it's to challenge our thinking as mothers, daughters, and grandmothers. Proverbs 8 and 35 says, "For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord." What I feel to talk about right now is not an easy subject. I don't feel I just chose this. I prayed about it, and like I said, God's not here to hurt us. God's here to help us. And what I want to talk about right now is one of the tragedies of our day, and it's that women and children don't always have a relationship with their fathers. This may seem like a strange subject to bring up at a mother and daughter message, but I feel it will benefit any one of us, no matter what stage of life that we're in. And this is the direction that God has led me to talk about. In our relationship with our Father, many times there are circumstances that we had no control over. It might have been sickness, it might have been death, it might have been abandonment, or removed from the house for various reasons. No matter what the reason, the end result is hurtful. It can leave a scar that seems to always be there in our memory. It may surface. For the affection of her father. We hear in the news media, we hear of countless stories of those that have been removed from the relationship of their fathers through different situations and circumstances. The newspapers, or if you read online, the reports are filled with bizarre behaviors. These bizarre behaviors are unnatural in a relationship with the character and love given by our Heavenly Father. Many times the relationship of fathers and daughters have in many ways become strained at the least and non-existent due to the sinful nature of man. You may not even know who your father is, which also leaves a void of questions and longing, and empty feelings. I don't know where you stand in relationship with your father, but I do know that there is a longing in every girl's heart for the affection and the attention of our earthly father. And you know what? This attention can carry over into our adult life. It can become an unsettled feeling that seems to never go away. Due to the strained relationship of father and daughter, there can be anger, fear, hatred, unforgiveness, self-reliance, to name just a few emotions that rise up to protect from possibly more inner hurts. In reality, there is still this inner longing of wishing things could have been or could be different. The truth is that no matter what kind of relationship we have or had with our natural father or didn't have, we all have tendencies as women to protect our emotions. Many times we'll hide behind false reasoning. If I can just make sense of what happened, I can possibly deal with it better. Too often we look for ways to find answers, which can lead into a self-deception. If I think, maybe I could have, possibly the reason is, if I could just have the answer as to why things happened the way that they did. Because of this, we put up walls of protection. And this wall of protection, without realizing it, affects our relationship with God. God loves us, and He wants what is best for our lives. You may feel as if your life is, you're living alone, you're living by yourself. No one understands, but God understands. You may feel your circumstances have given you a justification to become independent or self-reliant, but it really doesn't have to stay that way. This decision to become self-reliant can become a disconnect to God and His body, the church, when what He really desires for us is to be connected to Him and not cut off those that God may send to minister to us. I don't want to be disconnected to Him. I want to be connected to Him. You have a Heavenly Father who cares and wants you to open up the door of your heart so that He can come in and deliver you from the hurts life has brought your way. I believe God wants us to tear down those walls that may be keeping Him at a distance. Many times we don't realize we're doing it, and many times we don't think of it in those terms, but we will, if we're not careful, keep Him at a distance. Much of what has been written about the relationship of a father and his daughter is a woman's self-esteem and confidence flows from a healthy father and daughter relationship. Much has also been written about how our relationship with our natural father affects the way we perceive our Heavenly Father to be. A question for all of us to ask ourselves: what is it that we should really be seeking from God? I want to share a personal testimony and something that I lived through. I don't know all of your lives. I don't know your circumstances and what you've gone through. So I can just refer to me. And in my case, I have been blessed. The love of my natural father helped me to be open to receive the love of my Heavenly Father. I felt loved. I felt provided for. Even though we had many hand-me-downs, the clothes wasn't always new. We would get hand-me-downs from other hand-me-downs, and you know how that all goes. I might have been one of the more privileged ones since I was higher up on the pecking order, and so I didn't maybe get quite as many as the other ones did. I was able to hand down some of mine that I got from somewhere else or from my other sibling. Every one of us, when we come to God, have to make a decision to stand for Him and to live for Him, regardless of the circumstances surrounding our life. Our decisions to take us through this journey called life. It's the decisions that allow God to lead us, or we travel alone without the favor of God. Even if you were raised in the church, you still had to make a stand to live for God, whether it was at school, whether it was at work, whether it was with other friends. This is what God did for me. I made the decision to put God first and take a stand to live for Him, even though others didn't agree with my decision. My decision changed and affected the circumstances I had to live through. And what I want to talk about right now is a heart issue. I believe every one of us from time to time have heart issues, or have heart issues that we need to deal with. Proverbs 28:26 says, "He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered." I, for one, had a heart issue. I didn't recognize it, but God did. What I thought and what God knew were two different things. When I came into the church, I was 16 years old. I met my husband, Stohai, sat next to each other in study hall. He invited me to church. I was baptized, got the Holy Ghost. We were married out of high school. We were 18, 19. My parents, I came from another religious background. And since I came from another religious background, and I was underage, I needed to have my parents sign for us to get married. When we told them that we wanted to get married, it didn't create a happy mood. There was more of a reservation, because I wasn't staying in the religious culture that they were raised in and that I was handed to. So because I took a stand for truth, they pretty much kept me at a distance, but they agreed to sign. They were strict practicing religious members of their church, and so that did not create a happy mood. We were married by the justice of the peace. The government, we didn't have a church wedding. And every time that I would go to a wedding, there was this tug in my heart, because I felt that I wasn't able to present myself to my husband in a special way. I would sit through the ceremony and silently cry because of the tug in my heart. Oh yeah, I'd sit there with a smile on my face. I would be happy for the couple, but I would silently cry, and I wasn't silently crying for the bride. I was silently crying for me, because I had this tug in my heart. I would sit through the ceremony, and I would smile, and no one knew what was going on the inside. This affected me in several ways and for many years. When our daughter got married, I thought, okay, this is my chance to change the way that I felt. And so I was back with the bride, and I gave her a white rose to give to her dad. And I said, when he gives you away, give him this white rose and tell him that you walked down the aisle for both of us. Because I thought, okay, this is my chance. This is what I can do. This is the way that I can deal with the situation, that she would walk down the aisle for both of us. In my mind's eye, that was the only thing I could see. That was the only thing I could think of to help and to maybe take away the tug that was in my heart. But nothing changed for me. I still felt the tug at the weddings that I went to. So after a while, I went to a service, and as the minister preached, God gave one word that I wrote down, and the word was approval. God opened up my understanding in that service that I needed my dad's approval. Some time had passed, and our children decided to give us a wedding. You know, when you get older, the roles reverse. You take care of your kids, and then as you get older, your kids take care of you. Well, the roles reversed. And our daughter took me shopping to buy a cream dress and some shoes and some accessories. We had a wedding cake and a photographer and a reception. And our spiritual papa, Brother Strange, who adopted us and took us under his wing, married us in a church wedding. Our daughter became my matron of honor. Our oldest son, your pastor, became my husband's best man. Our youngest son and son-in-law became groomsmen. My mom was back with me to help prepare me to walk out to my husband. And after 25 years, my dad walked me down the aisle and told our daughter, "Your mom deserves this." They saw how we raised our children and came to respect our stand for truth, even when they didn't understand it themselves. I thought the hard issue was that I wasn't able to give myself to my husband in a special way. But what God knew was much deeper than that. God knew that I needed my dad's approval. And that one issue affected me for years. That one experience of not having a wedding became twisted in my mind. Satan took a hold of that experience and played with my emotions. It became twisted in my mind. I didn't have my dad's approval. Did God really approve of me personally? Did he accept me being in his kingdom? Did God approve of me being in the ministry? There was an association and relationship that played with my emotions for years. I had to be delivered of that one issue that would affect our ministry today had I not been delivered. There may be a tug in your heart as I'm speaking. You can't seem to shake it. When something is said, your mind immediately goes to that tug and you feel it all over again. From the creation of mankind, God has always favored or blessed those men and women who were obedient to his word. It may not be the same scenario for you. We all come from different backgrounds. We all have our own unique stories that God knows about. You may have had to fight different inner battles to find God's favor in your life. Possibly you're still fighting today to find it. I hope and pray that this message will help you in this area. This can be your day for deliverance if you allow God to go deep. Going back to my heart issue, I don't know that I've ever heard of children giving their parents a wedding. I do know God knew the real issue and the right timing for me. This may be your timing today. Whatever your issue may be, God is here to deliver you so that you can move forward to where he's wanting to take you. I never dreamed that this wedding would have ever taken place for me. If God did that for me, He's more than willing to do what's needed for you. I want to help you young mothers realize the importance of finding God's favor, because you may still have children in your care where you can make the difference in their lives while they're still young. God wants us to become better mothers, grandmothers, or daughters, no matter what stage of life we're in, because it will affect those in the care of our homes and those who are personally affected by the decisions we make. When we allow God to do a work in us, it will affect those around us, whether it's leading them through difficult decisions or bringing inner healing to wounds or hurts that are locked up inside of us. I know this: when we open up to God and allow Him to come close to us, we will become better mothers, daughters, and grandmothers, and yes, even wives. Our homes will become more peaceful. Our relationships will be less strained. Our lives will be changed for the better. Jeremiah 29 and 13 says, "And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart." I want to tell you that what you may have felt was lost through circumstance can be found in a new and more personal way if you seek the favor of God. His word promises that if we seek Him with our whole heart, we will find Him. If means that there is a contingency to the promise. Seek Him with our whole heart, not part, not every now and then, not when we just feel like we need Him, you know, just get me out of this fix, not when I only follow my emotions, which I really can't rely on. When we seek His word, His word gives us His promise, and God always keeps His promises that we will find Him. Proverbs 3 and 6 says, "In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." Finding God's favor is a journey. It begins by acknowledging Him, not with our arms folded and our backs turned, not by running away from Him, not by putting up walls that keep Him at arm's length. Acknowledge means to observe with respect, to recognize the authority of, to understand as being true. The first step on our journey is to realize that we need God's favor if we're going to be the best mother, daughter, or grandmother we can possibly be. We need to realize we need the favor of God. And we begin by acknowledging Him as our Lord, who is above all that we may think and feel from a natural perspective. Allow God to become personal in relationship with you. Don't keep Him at a distance. Everyone needs the favor of God. It's a privilege to have the favor of God. The word favor simply means to prefer or show partiality toward, to approve. Our children and grandchildren have been affected by our stand. We chose to live for God in spite of outside opposition. My brother-in-law told my husband that we don't know the impact that we have made in our family. He even wished he had followed some of our convictions. When they have a crisis, and they have some things that they're dealing with, they will call us to pray. It wasn't that way in the beginning because they kept us at arm's length. Do you recognize the need for God's favor in your life? Is there an area in your life which you would like God to bring peace? Proverbs 3 and verse 1 to 4 says, "My son," and if I could say daughter, "forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck and write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man." God, help us to understand our need to obtain your favor. Enoch was pleasing to God. Do you share that same desire? If you don't, what can you change in your life so that you do? Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Don't think that he found it by accident. It was deliberate actions over a process of time that Noah acquired God's grace. His steps were many, and you know what? There were no shortcuts or sidesteps to finding God's favor. He walked as God led him every day. Do we understand that we can be stubborn with our feelings and be wrong? We can be stubborn about our feelings towards what God says and be wrong. God's blessings and favor come as we listen to his voice and obey his words. Abraham was another one that was affected by the favor of God. The children of Israel needed the favor of God. They needed the favor of God to deliver them from their enemies. They needed God to provide for them in the wilderness, to feed them, to sustain them, to direct them, to endow them with love, mercy, and forgiveness in their own disobedience and in their murmuring and complaining. They needed God's favor to prefer them, to spare them, to deliver them from their own grumbling and questioning. Just as God's favor kept them and gave them all that they needed as they were in the wilderness, God will bring the same results in your life. The journey may seem hard and long at times, and there may seem that there's no end in sight. Could it be that during those times we realize how much we really do need the favor of God? There are blessings that the Word of God brings in our life through our obedience to Him. To have the favor of God in our life on a daily basis gives us an assurance to know that whatever you need, God will provide. To know that He would be there to strengthen and to sustain you. To know that He would give you His love and His mercy and His forgiveness. I don't know about you, but I need the favor of God in my life, even at my age. I still desire to please Him. I want His approval on my life. I want what He has planned for the rest of my life. I want to live in close relationship to Him and not keep Him at a distance because I had hurts back there. I needed that deliverance back there so that I could stand here today. And because of these things, it's required of me to maybe I need to repent or to change some of my ways. If I want to find the favor of God, I might need to change some things about me. I'd like to pray for us today. And I wonder if we couldn't all just come to the front. Because I know, as being a mother, there are so many demands that we have. And even as daughters, I don't know some of the things that you may be facing and that you may be dealing with. And I wonder if we couldn't all just come up to the front. And I'd like to pray for us. I'd like to pray for us to have a desire to obtain God's favor on our life.